Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, welcome to the Business Bunker show on this Tuesday, July the 8th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the wonderfully gorgeous Penny Williams of the Big Plan Group. Hello, Pen, how are you?
Hello, Paul, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Good. Busy old day today, but lots of fun going on here in the studio and over at the Kent B2B exhibition at the Ashford International Hotel.
Yeah, I'm keeping Jules's seat warm today.
Yeah, absolutely. Penny's here standing in, as she quite rightly says, keeping Jules's seat warm. Not an easy task.
Don't think I better answer that.
No, I was going to mention seat sizes and stuff like that, I'd die really, wouldn't I, if I did that. So we'll gloss over that. Now, Jules is actually live at the exhibition at the moment, and I know for a fact, because I've just come from there, that they're all listening in, because we've got the show playing. So a big wave and a big shout out to everybody at the Kent Business to Business exhibition at the Ashford International Hotel this afternoon. Thank you all for listening into the Business Bunker show. We do want to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, so do get in contact with us in all the normal ways that you do, which is you can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. but by far and away the easiest way to get hold of us live on air and to get a shout out or a big up, and I'll explain the difference between a big up and a shout out in a moment, but if you want a shout out or a big up, then tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had quite a few tweets in. And the difference between a shout-out and a big-up, I've decided, is that a shout-out is just a mention, and a big-up is if you've got an event or something happening that you specifically want me to mention. But if you do tweet it, please bear in mind that quite often Twitter shortens any web addresses, and I can't actually read them. But don't worry about it. We'll always put anything that we can't read in web address type things on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can follow up later. So don't feel shy. Do send us a tweet. And if you want a big up, then do ask for that, and we will gladly do it. I've got a few tweets already coming in. The Ramada Encore in Chatham have tweeted to say they're on Stand 100, and they're with Hex Ramsgate, H-I-E-X Ramsgate, which is a Twitter handle. So, hi, and thank you for tweeting in. And also, the Business Services Unit at Mid-Kent College are on Stand 56, and I happened to be on the stand earlier looking at Stand 56, and a lovely stand it is too. So do pay them a visit and find out what they've got to tell you about on the Business Services Unit at the Mid-Kent College stand at the Kent Business to Business. Also, Pete Bresser of Pete Bresser Photography is there. I've got loads of stand numbers to read out. I will read them out as we go through the program. And I've got some other tweets. Zine Marketing, Z-E-I-N, and you can follow them on the Twitter at Zine Marketing. They've said, hello Vanilla Web and the Business Bunker. Hi Paul, we're Zine Marketing and we're on Stand 79 at the Kent Business to Business, and we would absolutely love a shout out. So there you go, you've just had a shout out. We've had a tweet from Electrical Experts, Elec Experts on the Twitter, who just say hi. I don't think they're at the exhibition. I think they're just listening in to the show as normal and asking for a shout out, and we're always happy to do that. We've also had Lee from the Ancorians Football Club, who says we're listening into the Business Bunker show and really excited to hear the show today. So thank you, Lee, and all the chaps over there at Ancorians Football Club and their stonkingly lovely mascot, Sammy the Starfish. Lovingly sponsored by jobsinkent.com. Oh, and talking about sponsors, I ought to give a big up for today's show sponsors on the Business Bunker show. The sponsors for today are the lovely folks, Kevin and the team, over there at 166 Asbestos Surveyors. So a big thank you to Kevin and the team at 166 Asbestos Surveyors, who are today's Business Bunker show sponsors. I'll tell you what, Pen, how about you read us an email?
Okay, my first email is from Kent Invicta Chamber. Very apt for the show. So Facebook for Business Marketing is being held 9 till 12 p.m. on Friday the 11th of July at the Mercure, Tunbridge Wells, Pembury. The workshop will enable you to set up your Facebook page, and it features and its features needed in order to start marketing and benefiting from the features of Facebook. It's £75 plus VAT, includes tea, coffee and bacon rolls.
Bacon rolls, yeah. Always worth it.
And then search engine optimization, SEO workshop, 9 till 12 again. This will cover how to audit your own website, some simple implementing techniques that will show you how to help your website ranking, what to look out for to keep up to date with the changes, best practice for continued success, and what to look out for when looking for an SEO consultant or agency. Again, £75 plus VAT and includes tea, coffee and bacon rolls. 15th of July, that's a Tuesday. At Kent Invicta Chamber offices in Ashford.
Fabulous. Those workshops are really good value, actually, and they're normally pretty switched on in terms of, you know, hit the zeitgeist of what's going on at the moment. They're always good things, and they're always well attended as well. So do get along there. Hey, what's not to like? Free bacon rolls, yeah? Or bacon rolls as part of the deal. So, I tell you what, Penn, it's lovely of you to join us. Thank you so much for joining us, and it's a real pleasure to have you in the studio. What's happening in the world of Big Plan these days?
Well, this is a busy week for us with the classical concert coming up at Leeds Castle on Saturday. So,
is that this weekend?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've been tweeting and Facebooking all the pictures of the build as it happens. The stage is going up, started yesterday. It's been lovely sunshine, and you can get your tickets till 12 o'clock on Saturday.
So, can you? Mm. Can you buy them online?
You can, yes.
Wow.
Well, go to www.heritageevents.co.uk and, we will be selling tickets till the Saturday morning.
Fabulous.
And to see Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. The P&O Choir are joining us this year.
Are they indeed?
Which is a great honour, having won the TV competition.
Right.
Local choir being on stage is fantastic for us.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I haven't been for a couple of years. I used to go religiously every year to the classical concert, and I haven't been for a couple of years.
36 years it's been going.
Is it really? Mm. I didn't realise I was that old.
I won't answer that.
I probably did go to the first one, actually. Quite sadly, I probably did.
It's just amazing how some people dress up in the full black tie with shorts, and then they're pulling a trolley with their candelabra, their champagne, and their picnic. It's just, it's such a...
I've got a couple of reminiscences and stories from classical concerts in the past. I was one of those people that actually turned up in a DJ, dicky bow and swimming trunks.
Really?
Yeah, and flip-flops.
And did you throw any chickens?
I probably did.
They're banned, you know.
Yeah. I also remember getting involved in a fight on the way out one time, only because I stumbled over it while two people were rolling around on the floor, swearing at each other, which was quite funny in the dark. Nowadays it's not like that anymore, is it? It's
all lit up and all that. We don't have that sort of behaviour going
and,
on.
And in the very early days of the concert, you know, when it used to get rammed and a million people would descend on it and there was no police control out in the, you could never get home at the end. So one year I bought a motorhome and we actually stayed there overnight in the motorhome in the car park, which was rather lovely and
fantastic.
Quite funny. But you don't need to do all that kind of thing now.
No, car parking generally works very well now, and you can get out reasonably quickly. But we also play music for the last hour after the concert, where a lot of people want to just sort of stay that bit longer and let the crowd sort of disperse.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, no, it's a tremendous event, and it's one of the highlights of the Kent calendar, isn't it? And it's one of the things that Kent has become famous for, is the Leeds Castle concert, amongst a lot of other things, obviously.
Absolutely. It is arguably the biggest concert in Kent. You've got the Hop Farm Festival over a few days, which...
Yeah. I miss that as well. I normally go to that, and I miss that. I haven't been getting anywhere these days. Ray Davis was on
You're
this year as well.
Boring.
I know. I've always been boring. Ray Davis was on, and I'm a big Kinks fan, so I was a bit of a shame I missed that, but never mind. Maybe next year, if we're all still alive. Well, thank you for that. But we'll talk some more later on about the other things you're up to, because I know you've got lots of things going on over the summer, a Big Plan Group, and we'd love to hear all about that. I've had loads of tweets in. We've had a tweet from a new listener, Howell and Hicks. And on the Twitter, you can follow them at Howell and Hicks. And that's spelled HOWELLANDHICKS, Howland Hicks. And it says, good afternoon, Paul. Have a great Business Bunker show today. We would love a shout out for our new creative agency based over here in Deal. And that's Howland Hicks. And it's my absolute pleasure to give you a shout out for the new folks with their new business based in Deal, a creative agency, Howland Hicks. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. Do say hello and do say you heard about them on the Business Bunker show. F Keys, I said good afternoon, everyone. We are listening in to the Business Bunker show, and we're also at the Kent B2B. So they're over there at the Kent B2B listening to us as we speak. So thank you for that. Phoenix Analysts have also asked for a shout out. They are a skilled group of business analysts with over 10 years of experience in the field, and we offer services from business process design to data analysis. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Phoenix Analysts, all one word, PHOENIXANALYSTS, Phoenix Analysts. Do give them a follow on the Twitter and say hello to those folks there. AK Pet Services, the lovely Adrian Kearney, is also listening in, and Adrian offers pet transportation services. So if your kitty's poorly, or if your pussy's passed out, and you need to get them to the vets, you need to phone AK Pet Services, and they will transport your pets. They're fully licensed to carry pets, and they carry pets in a safe and humane way. So do give them a follow on the Twitter, AK Pet Services, and say hi to Alex. John Austin Brooks of Sales Help VR has also said that he's listening in and has asked for a big shout out, and it's my absolute pleasure to give you a shout out, John. Thank you for listening, all of you. Down here on Burmarsh, where the studio is based for Channel Radio, we have a little chain of shops here that do some interesting things, and I've got a little thing to read out from one of the shops. It's Unique Ladies Shabby Chic Clothing, and it's new in from Italy, and it's at reasonable prices, and it's available now at Hagelands Farm, Burmarsh, and you can find out about that by emailing Jane at alpacaannie.com. Or you can look at the website, which is www.alpacaannie.com, or you can call them on 01303 870 527. But more than that, you might as well just come and visit. You can come and visit Alpaca Annie's, or you can visit the clothing shop, or you can visit Channel Radio, or from this weekend, the Children's Fun Park is also open at Hagelands Farm, where they have the maze, the nosy packers, there's a giant maze, bouncy castle, go-kart, tractor rides, hoopla, paintball, and so much more. And it all opens for the summer from this weekend at Hagelands Farm, just outside Dymchurch, down here on Romney Marsh. And you can find out all about that by going to their website, which is www.hagelandsvillage.co.uk. So do check out all of those things for the summer. It looks like we're going to have a lovely summer. What do you think, Ben?
Oh, heat waves on the way, according to the Daily Mail.
Yeah, so they're saying. And it's been hot for the last week, isn't it? Apart from the weekend, of course, when it rained.
Yeah.
Last weekend.
Yeah. No, I've booked the summer now.
Have you?
Sunshine.
That's it. It's done.
The next 2 weeks.
It's ordered, supplied,
classical
delivered.
Classical concert, War and Peace.
Fabulous.
Sorted.
Tell us a little bit about War and Peace.
Yeah, well, second year now, it's being held at Folkestone Racecourse, used to be at the Holt Farm, and starts next Wednesday on the 16th of July, running through to the Sunday. The Wednesday, in fact, they've got 2,500 school children coming.
Wow.
For free.
Oh, fantastic.
With the anniversaries of the World War One situation. They're building trenches. They've got so much educational exhibitions going on. The children have a fantastic time. We had about 2,000 last year, but it's increased again this year, and they're all coming for free.
Wow, that's going to be amazing.
It'll be fantastic.
Brilliant stuff. Do you know what? I think we'll pay a bit of tunage now, and while we do that, we'll then hook up with Jules over there at the B2B and see if she's got a guest for us. What do you reckon?
Yeah, can't wait to speak to Jules.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be real fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the meantime, we'll have a listen to this. Huh? Bit of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Now you've done a smile on my face. It's only there trying to fool a public. with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back, and hopefully we've got Jules on the line. Hello, Julesy.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Jules.
I'm just running through a revolving door.
Are you doing your Annika Rice bit, are you?
Yeah.
Have you got a flak jacket on like Kate Adie as well?
No, I couldn't squeeze them into that. I've been round the revolving door about three times, and I've only just arrived.
Right.
So, from Romney Marsh, and I've got the fabulous Christina Bolden here.
Hello, Christina. How are you?
From Romney Marsh Hall.
How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. I thought I saw you there earlier. So, how's it going?
I walked past you, and I meant to catch up with you again, but you disappeared, so I know now where you are.
I know. See, I'm hiding back here in the bunker.
Oh, bless you.
He's like flash lightning, isn't he?
Yes.
Christina. So, Christina, how has the exhibition been for you today?
It's been really, really excellent. There's been some amazing speakers, you know, really inspirational. Daniel Priestley sort of really revved everybody up and sort of made you think outside the box, followed by another sort of really interesting speaker of Warren Cass, all about marketing and making you look at things from a social media point. So I think really a good opportunity to, as a small business, step outside from working in the business all the time to actually sort of more sky thinking and how you can progress your business forward.
Sounds very interesting. And so from your point of view, have you got a stand here as well today?
No, not today. I have literally come to network and to learn.
Cool.
And were you here last year?
I wasn't. I missed it last year. I did go to Detling one. So this year I just thought I'd really take the opportunity.
Fantastic. I mean, there's a nice buzz here, Paul, as you probably saw this morning when you were here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you can hear me. And Christina, are you going now or are you going to do some more stuff this afternoon?
No, I'm heading into the next speaker, I'm afraid, which is John Longwood.
Before Christina goes, we do need her to tell us a little bit about her business and to give a shout out for her website and all that kind of stuff as well.
She's not leaving, you know. She's here. She's champing at the bit to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm good.
So you're going to listen to who this afternoon?
I'm going to listen to John Longworth, who's the director of British Chambers of Commerce, and he's going to really talk about the economic quarter, which again will be a really good insight.
And so, as Paul Anderson said, tell us a little bit about your business, otherwise you'll tell me off.
So we're Romney Marsh Bulls. We're six generations of farmers who've diversified, and we have an amazing range of woolen goods such as throws and cushions and a whole range of lanolin toiletries, which is the natural oil from the wool. And we farm on the Romney Marsh, so down towards the Dymchurch area.
But you're available online, aren't you?
We are, and it's www.romneymarshwool.co.uk.
I must say I love
it. Is that wool from your own cows?
I love
the bar.
bargains. I love your hand cream that you let me try that time.
Oh, thank you. I say that is natural oil from the wool.
Is that lanolin, Christine?
It is lanolin.
Yeah.
You extract it after you've actually sheared the sheep.
Right.
And effectively, it's one of the closest matches to a skin tone, so it really hydrates the skin. It just leaves it really nice, soft and silky, as you'd agree, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, Paul Andrews has got skin like a bar lamb, so it's
yeah, but that's,
nice.
You know why? You know why I've got skin like a bar lamb?
Because
the last time she was in, she actually gave me a pot of her lanolin cream, that's why.
I did.
See, I think you should use Paul Andrews for your advertising campaign.
I'm not working with sheep. I am sorry, I am not working with sheep. I had lamb for dinner last night, as it happened.
And you can also follow him on Snake Hit.
No, you can't.
That's his modelling. But Christina, thank you very much for talking to us. Paul, I've got a queue of people here waiting to talk to you.
Yeah, but so, go on then.
Christina Bolden from Romney Marsh Walls, thank you very much.
Thanks, Christina.
You.
See you soon.
Bye.
So who else you got there, Jules?
Well, here we have Laura Pritchard, looking very fetching in a peach lace jacket. She's working the textures, which are very in this season, Paul Andrews. I don't suppose you know.
No.
Lace with a work suit is a very, very good look. Now,
lace? Did you say lace?
Pink lace, yes.
Oh, I'm wearing pink lace today.
He's looking quite dapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a pink handkerchief out of his pocket as well.
I saw that on his head with the four knots. Lovely. So we've got Laura Pritchard, who's from KCC and CLS. Do you tell us more, Laura?
Hello, I'm, from Kent County Council, Park Community Learning and Skills. Today we're promoting Kent Training and Apprenticeships.
which is our training department. We run apprenticeships in business admin, customer service, health and social care, warehousing, childcare and play work.
Fabulous.
We are promoting the apprenticeships to start in businesses, from little local businesses, one-man bands, to big corporate companies.
Very interesting. And you're based in... Oh, Paul wants to ask you something. Hold on. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, no, sorry. I was just going to say, I was reading some statistics the other day about apprenticeships, and for the first time, a lot more people at school are choosing apprenticeship route now rather than just the university route.
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming, swinging around on the roundabout, really.
Yeah.
Lots more employers are taking on apprentices as well at the moment. We've got 85 vacancies across Kent at the moment.
Fabulous.
So a lot more employers are looking at this time of year to take on young people as apprentices. And I think there's an awful lot that have chosen, actually, now they don't want to go to university. They want the hands-on experience to do an apprenticeship.
Yeah, save $9,000 and get a job. What's not to like?
Yeah.
And all the experience. And how are you helping companies around Kent to do this? Do you give them advice?
I do. That's my job. I'm a partnership manager. I go out to local businesses and just give information on how to take on an apprentice. We have our own dedicated recruitment team who pre-interview all apprentices before we send them through to employers. So that they know what they're getting. We can give a bit more information about the young people, and you only get who's good for the job then.
And Laura, when once the placement is in place, the apprentice, do you then assist further if there are problems?
Yep, so we provide all the training at the base of work, which we find is really helpful, because then the employer gets to actually see the trainer, see how they're being trained. They get to advise how they would like their apprentice taught. They obviously get to teach their part on the work-based part. We find it really beneficial, and I myself am there to assist the employer the whole way through.
Okay, and do you, that sounds fantastic. And do you have which website? Was kent.gov.uk?
Yeah, or our own website, which is www.kenttrainingandapprenticeships.co.uk.
That's fantastic. Paul,
that's fabulous.
Laura?
Yeah, we will put those website addresses on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can follow up and have a look at that, Laura. Thanks so much for telling us about that. Maybe you can come into the studio one day and tell us more about the whole apprenticeship schemes that you're running.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
I'm just going to bundle her in my boot now and keep her there till the 22nd when I'm back.
Cool. Laura, thanks so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to speak to you.
See you again. Bye.
Next in line, Paul Andrews, we have Lindsay Prescott, who is the principal consultant at Temp Division Office Angels.
Oh, right. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Having a busy day, but it's all good. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Yeah, we're cooking on gas here in the studio.
so, Lindsay, how's it been for you here at the stand? What stand number are you on?
We're literally just as you come in the foyer, so we're the first stand that you see. But yeah,
aren't you the one with the cake?
The pink cakes and the pink balloons and the pink pens. You can't miss us.
How's it going for you?
I'm wearing pink today. I'd just like to say I'm wearing pink today too.
Oh, good. Well, if you want to come and stand on our stand with us and promote Office Angels, you're more than welcome.
I will. I'm going to be back there later, so I will make an appearance on your stand in my full glorious pink uniform.
You just like a fairy cake, Paul Andrews.
Hmm.
So tell us what you've been doing today at the stand.
Well, Office Angels in Ashford, I mean, we've been here for years now, and we come every single year to the BTB event at Ashford, because it's all about local businesses. We've all been working in recruitment I've done recruitment 10 years now, and you do see a lot of the same companies, and they see it's the same consultants, the same people, and also it helps promote us to local companies as well. And our branch in Ashford, we recruit temporary and permanent staff across all divisions, so IT, finance, accounts, and currently the number one office in the whole of the UK for Office Angels. So we've got a lot to talk about and promote our business, really. Fantastic.
It's very true, isn't it, Lindsay? Ashford is a massive growth area as well. There's a lot of work about in Ashford at the moment.
Yeah, like I say, nearly 10 years I've done recruitment in Ashford, and year on year, even in the recession,
yep.
It's grown. I do the temporary recruitment, and this year it has been crazy. Everybody wants temps, everyone's got projects coming in,
yep.
We're picking up. And on the permanent side, we've recruited more staff than any other business, and that's including London, Manchester, the big cities. Ashford is a growth town, and there's a lot of potential here. So, it's exciting times.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, Kent in general is growing, but Ashford in particular is especially a growth area, and there's lots of work about at the moment. No, that's good stuff. And, hey, number one office in the Office Angels Empire.
Yeah, and I'm the number one temp consultant as well, so lots to be proud about.
Well done. And Lindsay, you're a star. Well done.
And your website, Lindsay?
It's just www.office-angels.com. And we've got all our jobs on there and a lot of advice as well to candidates. So if you haven't looked for work for a little while, there's CV advice and there's all tips on being interviewed. And because it's changed, it's all about, you know, online now and LinkedIn. And if there are any tips, again, you know, look on there or contact your local office.
Fabulous. Lindsay, thank you. Go on.
Says Paul.
No, thank you.
Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's lovely to hear from you.
No, my pleasure. Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers. Bye.
We don't have eye contact, Paul. This is why I don't know when you're going to say anything.
Yeah, well, that doesn't change, does it? You don't take any notice of me anyway, even if you're looking at me.
Listen, I kept that whole studio running this morning like clockwork.
Yeah, I know. I saw the texts.
I'm here with a very charming man, Brett Loveday, who's the managing director of
404.
That's great. FinTech, virtual desktop experts. So Brett, I'm just going to read out your website first of all. So it's www.fintech.co.uk. That's TECH.co.uk. How's it been for you today?
Been okay. Yeah. Today, we've had a good few opportunities come along. I think today has not been a wasted day. So, yes, I mean, overall, I think it's been quite a positive day.
And what kind of thing are you doing at FinTech?
So, FinTech is an organisation that specialises in delivering desktop virtualisation. So this is the move away from traditional PCs, where every PC has an operating system installed. We centralise that into a data centre, but we're able to achieve really high consolidation ratio, and in excess of something like 200 desktops off one server. So rather than going and spending money on 200 individual PCs, just buy one server and we can deliver up to 200 desktops off that one server.
Cool.
Yeah, fantastic. Brett's going to actually come on the show later on in the year and cover this in more detail, I think.
That'd be great. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks, Paul.
Mm. Another one for the boot of my car then.
Yeah. Bundle them all up and bring them back.
And are you seeing any changes this year in business? Is it any getting faster or slower, or are you seeing an uptake?
Certainly in our sector, we're finding the more projects we win, the actually easier it is to win more business. So we recently run some major projects. We won the Medway Council project, and we've delivered over £1 million worth of savings to them. And we've also done Thanet, Dover and Canterbury councils as well, and London Borough of Merton. So because of those projects, it's actually opened up a lot more opportunity to us. So we're expecting big growth.
Brilliant. Well done. That's great, Brett. Paul, I mean, we've covered some of this on the Business Bunker throughout the year, haven't we?
We have indeed, yeah. And as I say, Brett's going to be coming on a later show and talking to us in more depth about this so we can kind of uncover the ins and outs of all this new technology and where we go from there. But it's good to hear from him live from the Business to Business show there at the Ashford International Hotel. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, Brett. Give us another shout out for your website.
www.fintech, that's thintech.co.uk.
Cool. We look forward to seeing you later in the year on the Business Bunker show.
Thank you,
Brett. And we now, Paul Andrews and Penny, have Union 23 co-working, Anwen Cooper, who's the co-founder, and she's doing co-working, community and events. Anwen, where are you from in Kent?
Hi, I'm based in Maidstone.
Hi, Anwen, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Nice to hear from you. I did see you walking around earlier at the show, but I didn't get a chance to grab hold of you and say hello.
Oh, I've been very busy.
That's what I like to hear.
It's been really good. Yeah, I've been to Daniel Priestley's talk this morning. Very inspirational.
Seems to have been very popular.
I've read his book already, so I was primed and ready.
What did you take away from that?
I love his 5 points about partnerships
and joint ventures, and that's very dear to my heart, and links well with Union 23, which is all about collaboration and working together. So for those who don't know, Union 23 is a new-ish co-working space in the heart of Maidstone.
For those listeners that don't know, Emily, tell people exactly where it is.
Yeah, so as the name suggests, we are at number 23 on Union Street, which is off Week Street.
That was lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How did you manage that, to get the same name as your address? That was really coincidental.
Indeed. It's a hot desking and shared office space, pool and meeting room hire, and you can join for just £30 a month.
I know, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, or you can just drop in if you just want to use it for the odd day here and there for £10 a day.
Fantastic. And how many people have you got there, do you know, Amwyn, at the moment?
I don't, because I haven't been in for a little while, because I work from home a lot as well.
Right.
My business partner, Johnny Denson, runs Live and Social. He's based there with his business in the building. So he's there, or his team are there every day. But we've got a number of people signed up for hot desking. Some people come in every day, some people come in 2 or 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And other people just use it here and there. And then we've got a couple of rooms that are actually rented out as dedicated office rooms as well.
Okay, right.
You can follow them on the Twitter pool. They're at Union 23, and the website is union23.com.
Right.
And we also run a monthly co-working event called Maidstone Jelly. So you can find us on Twitter at Maidstone.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I haven't been to one, but I've seen it advertised, yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is that you bring your laptop along or your work, and you just come and hang out and do some work at Union 23.
Right, okay.
So it's free. You can turn up whenever you like. It's always on from morning, from like 8:30 till lunchtime. And you can either come for the whole morning or just pop in for an hour, whatever you want, really. It's very flexible and friendly and relaxed.
Oh, that sounds like good fun, too.
Fantastic. So that's the fabulous Anwyn, and you can find out all about it, as I said, on union23.com. Thank you. Thank you.
Anwyn, lovely to talk to you. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon at the Kent Business to Business.
I will. Thanks.
Cheers.
So, Paul and Penny, Jules and the lovely Chris Pollard, my assistant, he's been running round after me, Paul, picking up things as I drop them, you know, my little orange thing off.
Well, like your hanky.
No, the little orange microphone thing, you know, the little jacket it wears.
You mean
the helmet, it's not circumcised.
No, don't go there, Jules.
I've got a new career now, Paul, I'm now known as Jules's pimp.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, you're Wingard monitor.
Wingard monitor. So what I'm going to do now, Paul Andrews, is I'm going to swan back in, find some cake, and then I guess you'll call me in a further sort of 10 minutes or so.
No, I'm going to call you at 2 o'clock now because you've taken up so much time.
I knew you'd be curmudgeonly. Okay, that's fine. I will speak to you.
So give you time to go and stuff down another cupcake.
Yeah, I've seen Paul Babra, you see, so I'm going to go and have a couple of barges.
Yeah, I would.
Office Angels have got some cupcakes as well. Should we go and have
You start off with the Paul Babra barges.
Okay.
A little savoury. Maybe a couple of beers and some Carver Prosecco, and then we could go on to Office Angels.
That's
a deal. Yeah, don't worry about Paul.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go off and plan your eating expedition for the next 20 minutes, and I will call you again at 2 o'clock, and we'll talk to some more of the fabulous exhibitors and attendees over at the Kent Business to Business. What do you reckon?
Lovely. It sounds like a plan.
Look, all right. We'll talk to you later.
That's a big plan, Penny.
Nice plan, Jules.
We love continuity on this show. Go for it. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
See you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Jules and Chris Pollard and Jamie Andrews all over there at the Kent Business to Business Show at the Ashford International Hotel, talking to some of the lovely exhibitors and attendees. And it's great to hear from them. We'll talk to them later on in the show about 2 o'clock, and we'll talk to some more people over there. Keep your tweets and emails and everything coming. I've had a tweet from the lovely Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes on the Twitter. And she says, Paul, could you mention the Kent Deaf Children's Society have a summer fun day this Sunday? It's for deaf children, but you must pre-book. And you can pre-book by going to their website, which is kdcs.org, kdcs.org. There are links on the community page of the Kent Business Radio website to the Kent Deaf Children's Society. They're a fabulous organisation. And Sally and the lovely Louise Henley, who is the chair of that organisation, do massive amounts of work for children with hearing disabilities in the County of Kent, and they're a fabulous organisation. They get no public funding whatsoever, so do try and support them. And if you'd like to go to their summer fun day, you can book your place by going to their website at kdcs.org. Pen, would you like to read another email?
Yeah, the next one's about the World Cup, actually. Did you watch any of the matches?
I did watch some of them. Mm-hmm. And there's some interesting things going on tonight, as it happens, there's a big semi-final tonight with Germany and Argentina, or whoever it is. I can't remember who's playing who now. No, Germany and Brazil, isn't it? But at the Kent Business to Business, they've got a dinner, and the speaker is Gordon Banks, the ex-England goalkeeper.
Really?
And they're going to watch the game on a big screen TV there, except that nobody's worked out what happens if the game goes to penalties. Because they haven't got the room that late.
No.
So let's hope the Germans don't pull their normal stunt of winning by penalties.
No.
Anyway, you've got something on the World Cup, yeah?
Yeah, well, there's the South East Business magazine is looking for a brief comment on the cost of to business of England's early World Cup exit.
Okay.
They went out early.
Yeah.
According to realbusinessrescue.co.uk, it costs the country $1.2 billion. And I suppose if you think about it, lots of businesses would have geared themselves up for having some people watching it, going to the pub, buying merchandise.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're keen to know, have you been affected by this? If so, and you're happy to comment... not on England's performance, though. perhaps you now have irrelevant stock or have invested in equipment at a cost to you or your firm. If so, contact Alison Palmer on 07917 628904, and I will read that again. Or you could email her at alison.palmer, that's P-A-R-M-A-R, at fsb.org.uk, and we'll put that link on the website as usual.
Yep.
And her number again is 07917 628904. She's the development manager at Kent and Medway Federation for Small Business.
Fabulous. So if your business has lost out due to England's early exit from the World Cup and you're interested in sharing your story, do please let those folks know. I suppose thinking about it, Pen, as you said, I mean, there's probably pubs and clubs and places that have bought licences to watch big screen TVs and hired all that equipment, and there's nothing to watch.
Yeah, well, it's the earliest exit of England ever.
Forever, yeah. Absolutely, since very we didn't sad. Qualify at all. I know.
No, well, I started supporting USA.
I would.
That was the match that I really...
Yeah, because you've been out in the USA just recently, haven't you? Yeah. You got relatives out there.
Got family and friends, actually, out in the USA. I love USA.
I'm a big Atlanticist myself, too. And I've lived very briefly and worked in the US a couple of times in my career. And it's one of my favourite places. I actually...
Where's your favourite?
Well, funnily enough, I've actually always said, not only do I know where I want to live, I actually know the house.
No.
Yes.
That's pre-planning.
Yeah, it's 23...
Do they know that yet?
No, they don't. It's 23 Beacon Hill in Boston. And, sadly...
Good lobster.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I love Boston. It's my favourite city in the States, and I've been all over the US, and I like lots of different parts of the US, but Boston's my favourite place. And many years ago, back in the 70s, I worked briefly in Connecticut, which isn't Boston, obviously, but Boston was... I worked just outside Hartford in Connecticut, but Boston was better, so we'd go to Boston quite often. And I love that whole area of New England. I just...
Boston was the first place I ever went to in America.
Right, okay.
At 21.
Right, okay.
Yeah, on my own.
Wow.
Went to stay with a family.
Right.
Went down to New York for one day in a taxi cab in the back streets. Guy is having a fight and jumps on the bonnet with a machete.
Wow.
I was so frightened.
Yeah.
Very long time ago. But yeah, I love Boston. Love the market where you can get lobster. And
Yeah. The name's just gone completely out of my head. Squire's Market? Yeah. It's where Cheers is as well.
Yeah.
There is actually Cheers.
Yeah.
The place where they film it in a studio now, but the place where they first ever filmed Cheers is actually there. What is the market called? I can't... it's gone completely out of my head now.
Tweet us if you can remember, listeners.
Yeah.
Someone must know.
Anyway, it's lovely. And there's some really quirky restaurants there as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a restaurant there called The Last Resort. And basically, the only thing you don't want to do in there is eat the food. It's one of those places where you go in and just chuck the food about and do stupid things, and they throw things at you and stuff like that. And they always have, they have comedians on and what have you. The Last Resort, food's horrible, but everything else is brilliant. Great. I'm going to do an email now as well. This is the Federation of Small Business. On the 9th of July, which I think you'll find is manana tomorrow, North Kent Business Clinic, meet like-minded business owners, 5.15 to 6.30pm at Dickens World, Leviathan Way, Chatham Maritime. The guest speaker is Donald Baker, and he's speaking on time management, how to give yourself an extra hour per day. I could actually do with an extra day per week myself. And then back in August, on the 13th of August, there's another North Kent Business Clinic, and that's again at 5.15 to 6.30, and again that's at Dickens World, and the speakers for that will be announced in due course. You can find out about all of their events for the Federation of Small Business North Kent branch by going to their website, which is www.fsb.org.uk/Kent. That's www.fsb.org.uk/Kent. And that link is on the community and events pages of the Kent Business Radio website. I've had a tweet from UHY Hacker Young. That would be the accountants. And they went, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, fastest lap on our Formula One Wii game on Stand 29 wins some fantastic wine. So if you haven't already, I suggest you get over to Stand 29 at the B2B and enter the Formula One game on the UHY Hacker Young stand and see if you can win yourself a bottle of wine. And you might have to fight off Jules, because when she finds out about it, she'll be straight over
she'll
there.
She'll be there all afternoon.
She will, actually, yeah. That is very true, Penn, to be honest. Also, we've had a follow-up to the Kent Deaf Children's Society. Creative Motion said that they're filming for the Business Bunker the competition winner. Some months ago, the Kent Deaf Children's Society won a competition that we ran on the Business Bunker show to win a promotional video. And they are actually having it filmed at the moment. And it's being filmed by Creative Motion, Justin Dean and the team. And they are doing it right now. I don't know where they're doing it, but they are doing it right now for the Kent Deaf Children's Society. Their promotional video, which what they won on this very show, is being filmed right now. So thank you for that, Justin and the team at Creative Motion, for letting us know.
Will the listeners be able to see it on the website?
Yeah, we'll put it up on the website when it's done, and you can see it in all of its glory. They're a lovely little charity. Those that know me know that I have deafness in my family, so it's something that's very close to my heart, and it's one of those disabilities that people take no notice of at all because it's not very discernible, and still today people think it's funny rather than a disability, that, you know, and stand behind you and talk when you can't hear and stuff like that. So it's something that, you know, does need a lot of promotion, and Louise and Sally and all the folks that run the Kent Deaf Children's Society do struggle with funds and stuff like that. They get no public backing at all, and it's a lovely organisation, and they work really hard to try and help with all kinds of things like teaching sign language and stuff like that. And they also run football teams for deaf children, do loads and loads of things. So yes, we will definitely put the video up on the Kent Business Radio website when it's done. Audience figures at the Orchard Theatre in Dartford are on the up, with many more locals visiting, the theatre has revealed. In its annual report to Dartford Council, Theatre and Hospitality, which has managed the theatre for the past 5 years, revealed attendances went up between 5% between April and 2013 and March 2014. Over the years, 344 performances, 176,000 visitors, I'll tell you that again, 176,000 visitors attended, with 86,000 tickets going to Dartford residents. That's an increase of 32%. So that's absolutely fabulous. Live theatre is alive and thriving. For those of you that don't know, on Channel Radio, we actually produce plays and dramas, which we broadcast on a Sunday afternoon on Channel Radio. So we're great supporters of live theatre, plays, drama, and all those things. And we have a fabulous show on the Arts Hour on a Sunday at 2 o'clock, presented by Mandy Hare, who is the former executive director of the Hazlitt Theatre in Maidstone, and she presents the Culture Vulture Show on Channel Radio on a Sunday afternoon. So do listen to all of those things. And I've got a thing to tell you about, a film that's also being produced in Kent. We'll tell you about that later on. So do that. And bit of an early scoop, we think we may have a visitor to the Business Bunker Show later in the year. One former repeated Rear of the Year, Miss Felicity Kendall, is going to be appearing on the Business Bunker Show, we hope, in a few weeks' time to talk about the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury, of which she's a patron. So we're really looking forward to that.
Amazing.
That will be lovely. So, yeah, cool.
A real celeb.
Yeah, a real, real celeb. Yeah, a real celeb, which will be lovely, lovely, lovely. And we're looking forward to that no end. I'll tell you what, do you want to do another email, Pen?
Yeah. Just talking about charity, actually. Angela Ward, former business reporter on the Kent and Sussex Courier for 8 years, and most recently PR manager with the Marketing Eye in Uckfield, has joined CHIPS Children's Hospice at as a fundraiser for the southwest of Kent. CHIPS as in CHYPS. Angela is known in the business community across the southwest Kent, and whilst at Marketing Eye provided PR support to the Tunbridge Wells based law firm Cooper Burnett, who is a supporter of CHIPS. She says she's delighted to be joining them and looking forward to really building awareness of what the charity does in southwest Kent, and of course raising vital funds to reach out to many more families who need us in the area. Angela is also looking forward to working with businesses to raise over 1.47 million every year.
Wow.
To provide the vital end-of-life cancer and respite care to serious ill babies, children and young people.
CHIPS is a fabulous charity.
It is.
It is a fabulous charity. It's part of the bigger charity Eleanor Lyons. And they provide respite care for people in their homes, which is just so important. You know, people, unfortunately, especially young people, it's for children who have terminal illnesses, to be able to spend their last few days at home with the loving support of their family is a massive, massive benefit and boost to everybody concerned. And without organisations like CHIPS, it just wouldn't be possible. So they deserve all the support they can get. Angela is a long-time friend of the Business Bunker Show. In all of her work as both a journalist and a PR consultant, she has regularly supplied us with stories on the Business Bunker Show. So we wish Angela much, much success and luck with her fundraising activities on behalf of CHIPS. I know Angela really well. She will be stonkingly successful at it. And we hope to hear from her over the coming weeks, months and years about all the successes that CHIPS have in terms of their fundraising activities. So well done to Angela and the folks at CHIPS. And keep on keeping on. Good stuff. A seeker... I don't even know how to pronounce this. I'm going to have a go at it. Aseca, and then I'm going to spell it for you. A-E-S-I-C-A. Aseca Pharmaceuticals has created 40 more high-skilled jobs. Aseca is recruiting following a major expansion of its site in North Road, Queenborough. That's on the Isle of Sheppey. The business already took on 55 new employees in March when production started at its new high-capacity manufacturing facility, and they are manufacturing diabetes medication there. So that's Aseca Pharmaceuticals, a Kent-based, Sheerness-based, or Isle of Sheppey, Queenborough-based manufacturing organisation producing diabetes medication, are hiring and hiring and hiring. So well done to them. I happen to know you can find their current vacancies on jobsinkent.com if you want to work there. But do have a look at that. But it's a fabulous thing. I was talking to someone today. I've been pumping out a statistic recently about the amount of businesses there are in Kent in terms of small businesses. And my statistic was that there are 61,000 small businesses. But I was talking to a lovely lady called Jill from Kent Fire and Rescue Service, actually. And Jill... manages the small business unit for Kent Fire and Rescue in terms of fire safety. And she was telling me it's now 68,000 businesses in Kent, which is really something. I mean, the business community in Kent is growing and growing and growing. And bigger companies like Aseca are part of that growth as well with their manufacturing facilities over there on the Isle of Sheppey. So fabulous stuff.
40 jobs is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And they hired 55 in March. So that's nearly 100 new jobs already. The employment marketplace in Kent is incredibly buoyant, as we heard from Office Angels.
Yeah.
It's not just Ashford. Right across Kent, there's lots and lots of work. I'm going to have a little bit of a rant as well, I think. I'm going to have a bit of a rant.
Stand by your beds, Liz.
Yeah, because you hear a lot about people that apply for jobs and don't get a response. Well, there's a real good reason for that. And the reason is that the way that you apply for a job now has got to change. It's so easy with online portals now and all the ways of applying for jobs for people to just hit a button and send their CV. That doesn't cut the mustard anymore. You really got to be much more circumspect about how you apply for a job. You really need to do a bit of pre-research before you put your application in, and you really shouldn't be applying for multiple jobs. Now, people do it because they think there's a shortage of work and they're kind of a bit desperate. Whenever they see a job, they just apply for it. You don't have to do that, and in fact, it's counterproductive because people will ignore you if you do that. There is plenty of work out there for everyone at all levels, and what you need to do is be a little bit more circumspect about how you do that. And as it happens, starting soon in the next month or so on Channel Radio, we are going to have the Jobs Hour. We are going to have a whole show dedicated to the world of work. It's going to look at the world of work from every kind of aspect, from graduate recruitment, through apprenticeships, through training, through development, how to apply for jobs, all kinds of things about the job market. So do listen out for the Jobs Hour, which is going to be starting shortly on channelradio.co.uk. There you go. The Burger Brothers in Deal have been named fifth in the top 10 UK burger restaurants. Wow. The company is based at the Deal Hoy, Duke Street, has been given the recognition by customers who voted on TripAdvisor. So this is, they've been voted in the top 10 burger restaurants in the United Kingdom by people that actually eat burgers.
And in Deal.
In Deal. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that's brilliant. So well done to the Burger Brothers.
Has Jules been there?
I don't know if she's actually been
there.
She's
our food expert.
So yeah, she is. But I do happen to know that I think she's got the Burger Brothers on Scoff and Quaff when she's back from her holidays. So I think they're on in the next couple of weeks.
So if you want to know more about their success.
Yeah, absolutely. Tune in to Scoff and Quaff. 11 o'clock. The vastly inferior show on Before the Business Bunker. On
Good
Channel
job
Radio.
She's not here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have been strangled by now, yeah. Wouldn't I? I've had a tweet from Christian Jackson. And Christian offers innovative and technological, that's easy to say, not technological support and IT training on Cisco, Apple Server, OS X and iOS, Adobe, Microsoft, Android, Google. And he's based in Whitstable. So do give him a follow on the Twitter. That's CJacksonUK, CJacksonUK on the Twitter. And he is currently, if you want to get hold of him, wandering around the Kent Business to Business show too. We've also had tweets from loads of people about their stand numbers, so I'm just going to flash through a number of stand numbers and you can go in and say hello. The lovely, gorgeous Lisa Settle is manning the Telcare stand on stand number 7070 at the Kent Business Show, so do go along and say hello to Lisa on the Telcare stand. And young Jess is managing the Webscape SEO stand number 17. You can visit Jules, Jamie and Chris and the gang on the Business Bunker Show website, on the Business Bunker stand at the show, and they are on stand 21.
Or at any stand that's doing food and drink.
Or any stand that has cupcakes, wine, or anything remotely like that, you will find Jules there.
With her orange microphone?
She has an orange microphone, you can't miss her. She will have a cupcake in one hand, a glass in the other, and a microphone somewhere.
All the covers fallen off somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris will be running along behind her. Chris Pollard will be running along behind her, holding a supply of little wind guards for her to put back on, because she suffers terribly from the wind with her microphone. AnswerCom, Claire Burrows and the team on stand number 95. And Barnaby Winter with Bran Bucket on stand number 51. Pete Bresser on stand number 12. And Chives the Caterer. Deborah, I had a long chat with Deborah this morning. Chives the Caterers are on stand number 6. And Bev, I tell you what, if Jules finds this, they're finished. Bev, who provides vintage teas, afternoon teas,
yep,
cakes and cups of tea in a vintage style, absolutely gloriously lovely. She has a stand there, exquisite vintage tea on stand number 59. Well, she has nibbles to die for there.
Has she any left?
Well, when I was there about 8 o'clock this morning, there was a queue for me going, well, I'll have a nice. Can I have another one? So do get over to the exquisite vintage tea stand with the lovely Bev, stand number 59. Also, I did a bit to camera this morning for Lavender Blue Media, and who are filming the conference over there. And you can go visit Neil and Claire and all the guys at Lavender Blue Media on stand number 93. You can visit MPRIT on stand number 43, or you can visit the Alarm Specialist, Red Alert, on stand number 54. If you've got a stand at the Business Exhibition and you would like me to give it a shout-out, please tweet me at VanillaWeb, and I will gladly do that for you. I'm getting tweets from Scoff and Quaff and Jules now, so I'm going to ignore those. And I'm going to tell you about SET training. They say, it's buzzing over here at the Business to Business show. Kathy is pacing the floor, ready to advise everybody on apprenticeships, following our bit earlier. So if you want to know any more about apprenticeships, you can go and see the lovely Kathy from SET training. Oh, blimey, I've got 130 more tweets, so they'll have to wait. For the moment, I'm going to tell you about this. LinkedIn for Business is a BizLink social media training extravaganza, which is taking place on the 11th of July. I think that's Friday, isn't it? Friday the 11th of July, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a paltry £95 plus VAT, and it's a LinkedIn for Business workshop, and it's taking place at the Warren, Croydon Road, Hayes. That's near Bromley. And it's an intensive 3-hour LinkedIn workshop providing a step-by-step guide to creating business opportunities using the LinkedIn platform. And the workshop covers how to plan and develop your strategy, how to build your perfect profile, how to build the right network of contacts, and how to create and develop opportunities. It's presented by expert LinkedIn coach Stuart Carpenter, and there's a guarantee. If for any reason you find my training isn't every bit as good as I say it is, I will give you your full money back, and there's no risk to you. You can book online, and I will put the website address for booking online on the Kent Business Radio website, or you can email Stuart, and that's Stuart, spelled S-T-U-A-R-T, stuart.carpenter@thebizlinks.co.uk, all one word, stuart.carpenter@thebizlinks.co.uk, if you'd like to book yourself on this Friday's LinkedIn Business Workshop. Please feel free to do that. I am now going to play another bit of tunage, and while we're doing that, we'll get Jules on the phone and see if we've got another guest. What do you reckon?
Well, hopefully she's got a few.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully she has, in between scoffing the cakes and stuff like that. So, let's have a listen to the Detroit Spinners, and then we'll come back and talk to Jules.
Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, the Detroit Spinners there. Hopefully we got Julesy on the phone.
Hello, yes, that was actually 36 seconds, Paul Andrews, but we don't mind waiting for you.
I fibbed.
We were dancing to the Working Your Way Back to You and all that.
Were you? Well, funnily enough, I've had a tweet from Paul at Spa Fine Paul on the Twitter, who says, we can hear you at the Kent Business to Business Show because we're listening to you on your stand. So,
hello, Paul,
who's clustered around our stand listening to us live, along with a load of other people who presumably are all dancing along with you.
They are. They're a jolly lot, and they're all a bit shocked at how rude I was to you when we were off air.
Oh, they don't know you, do you?
But I have told them to listen and tune in to Snake Hips, your main Twitter feed. So they're all going to do that after the show.
Really?
Now, let's crack on, because I've got this lovely man. He's all the way from Calais.
From where?
From Calais.
You're right.
Calais. Oh, Coquette.
Calais.
Coquelle.
Are you trying... Are you trying to do a French accent there?
Sounds like Indian.
Yeah.
Holiday in Calais, Coquel.
Right, Coquel.
Yeah, that's cockles to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm with the fabulous Stephen Wise, who's, shall I say, in French or in English? He's either the directeur général or he's the general manager.
Oh, that was really French, that, wasn't it? That was just reading it out in a Clouseau accent, that was.
Directeur général.
General, yeah. Mensonge dans l'arbre, yeah, we've all been there, go on.
So he is the director general of the Holiday Inn in Calais, or Coquelle, and I hoodwinked him into coming out here to speak on your show.
Yep.
I'm first of all going to read out the website so that people have got it.
Right.
And HICOQUELLES.
Right.
.com.
Fabulous. We'll put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. Well, let's
talk to the man.
Let's talk to the man. We don't want to talk to you. We want to talk to the man from Coquelle.
I know. I'm bored with you already.
Yeah, put him on.
Stephen Wise, tell us all about what you're doing at the B2B exhibition.
Yeah, I'm coming over to here to drum up business with a difference. We're on the other side of the channel, Calais, Coquelle. How about doing business with us, corporate business, instead of doing it in the UK? It's better, it's cheaper, and you can eat better.
Mon Dieu! What do you say to that, Paul Andrews?
I think that sounds really good. It's actually interesting, and I actually do agree with Steve. It's one of the things we don't really think about an awful lot, about doing events over there in the Pas de Calais. Funnily enough, I went to an event a few years ago, which was a golf day, which was played just outside of the Touquet, and we had a fabulous day doing that, so I really do get what he's trying to do.
So what kind of people are you seeing out there, Stephen? Conferences.
We're having a look at all sorts of businesses in Kent who might be interested to spend a couple of days over in Calais. First day, classic meetings. Second day, team building. Sand sailing, kite surfing, horseback riding, treasure hunting, and a lot of other things.
That doesn't sound like work at all, does it, Paul?
No, it doesn't. I'll tell you what, I just had a blistering idea. How about we do the Business Bunker from there one day?
That would be good, but if you've got a blister, put a little plaster on it.
Yeah, I'm hobbling like mad.
You might get gangrene.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah.
How many bedrooms have you got? Because I don't like to share with Paul Andrews.
118 bedrooms and 6 meeting rooms.
Wow.
With a 3-acre park and a fitness centre.
Oh, fitness centre, Paul.
And where exactly are you, Stephen?
Just off the tunnel on the left-hand side, 2 minutes literally from the tunnel.
Right,
well,
okay.
It's French, it's l'Avenue Charles de Gaulle.
Right, okay.
L'Avenue Charles de Gaulle.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do it better than that.
Can you not?
And also, though, are you doing sort of package holidays if people want a weekend away, or is it all conference business?
We can certainly look into leisure business as well. We have a lot of leisure coming over as well, both groups and individuals. And it's a good place to stop off.
Absolutely.
What's the journey time nowadays on the old ferry?
An hour and a half.
Yeah,
well, that's a lot of good fun. Spend some time in the bar, have a look at the sea, read a book, and you're there.
Yeah, you don't have to go on the ferry either. You can go on the shuttle or whatever, and it's only 20 minutes, isn't it?
On the shuttle, it's half an hour. The advantage is when you're coming back from Cali, you will gain an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's open.
Sure. When it's open. We had a bit of a contretemps yesterday. That was French, wasn't it?
Contretemps.
Yeah, we had a bit of a contretemps with the tunnel yesterday, but normally it's pretty good.
Many years ago, I did a Christmas party in Cali.
Oh, did you?
Took all my staff over on a coach, on the train.
Did you hear that, Stephen?
Yes, but many years ago, Penny said. Say it again, Penny.
Many years ago, I took my team across to France to have a Christmas party just outside Calais. We all went on a coach. It was great fun. A few people got a bit drunk, which was a challenge getting
standard.
Them back on the coach. But, yeah, it was great fun. Yeah,
cool.
Well, let me give you an idea for that. Instead of coming back straight away, spend the night, and we'll give you a good price.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We're coming.
We'll talk later.
Yeah, yeah. We'll book that, Stephen. Absolutely. We'll look forward to that. Hey,
there
look.
You are.
Thank you. Go on.
That's Stephen Wise from the Holiday Inn in Calais, Coquel, at www.hicoquel.com.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker, Stephen. It's absolutely a pleasure to hear from you.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
And now I have the fabulous David DeCara, who looks like one of those foxes. You know those sort of cartoon foxes in the red jacket that you see? The hunters.
Tally-ho, David. Tally-ho.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho, indeed. I'm just wondering whether to grow a long nose here to go with it.
So, David, what have you been up to here at the business, at B2B?
Well, this has been a good exhibition for me. Carol Black has asked me to be the exhibition announcer. So that's been very good, making the announcements during the course of the day. And at the same time, promoting myself as a Toastmaster and Master of Ceremonies and event facilitator.
Christmas parties.
Absolutely. Christmas parties. And there we are again.
Did you know, Paul Andrews, he's also a charity auctioneer, which is a terribly tough job, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Especially when people don't, you know,
bid. Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. No. Go on, David.
I was just going to say, you're not allowed to hit them. It's one of the drawbacks of the job.
Not with that hammer thing that you have, that mantle thing that you've slapped down.
No, it's quite a varied role. There's a lot of different things that we can do, and a very, very enjoyable one.
What have you found going on here today that's interested you?
I think it's been really quite interesting to see the Transmanche Business Club coming over here, and also to see a wide range of different services that are being offered. There's a lot in the way of business support, which is quite close to my heart, but there's also a lot of food being talked about and being shown here. Food and drink, also very close to my heart.
Yeah, you're not the only one there either, David. I think Jules has probably munched her way through most of the cupcakes.
You know, David needs to go on the Scoff and Quaff show, the Superior show, at 11 to 12 every Tuesday.
Yeah, probably.
I'd love to. Can you just remember, please, just a slice of orange and ice with mine, please.
So, Master Ceremony, I'm going to read out the website, which is www.toastmaster-and-mc.co.uk, and you are on the Twitter, aren't you?
I am indeed on Twitter. Need to do more of it, so any help, any followers, give me some ideas, love to hear from you.
And what is your Twitter?
My Twitter is @ToastmasterDave.
Fabulous.
David.
Well, Andrews, and that's David saying goodbye. He's running off now.
Yeah, David.
And speak to you again soon.
Yeah, David, thank you so much for joining us on The Bunker Show. We'll get you on for a longer stint at some other time in the future. But keep on keeping on. You're doing a fabulous job there, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Well, that's very good of you. I'd love to speak to you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
And here beside me, I have a lady called Anne Vanik. And she's the chef de project manager, in your language, for Benelux. And she's going to tell us, I found her...
Have you been searching out all the European visitors, have you?
I wanted to be multicultural.
You're trying to blag a free holiday. I know what you're up to, young lady. Don't you come now. You've trawled around all the thousands of people there and found everybody that's from continental Europe and said, would you like to come on a radio show? And can I have a free holiday, please?
I tell you what, I've got the leisure guys after this. I've got Butmore Park karting. I've got it all stuffed. I've got Play Mountain.
Wow. Well, we better crack on because it's quarter past two and we're running out of time.
Right. So let's talk to Anne, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what she's doing here.
Mm.
First of all, sorry to be French, but you're lovely. Sorry.
I'm working for Santander Development, which is an investment and promotion agency, and for us to be here today, of course, is meant to be because we are to progress in developing our collaboration with the company, American, English, Belgian company. So here I am, and it's the first time for me to attend this B2B event.
Fabulous. It's good to hear from you, Anne. Are you enjoying the business show?
Yes, I do. And I must confess that even waiting our turn to be interviewed, we are connecting with the other person, and we'll continue the discussion after this interview.
So you're networking in the queue for the interview.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it.
And a business meeting.
I love it. I love multitasking. That is brilliant stuff, Anne. So can you give us a mention for the website, for your website, so that our listeners can find out more about you and what you do?
www.saint-omer-development.
Saint-Omer Development.
Remember the beer Saint-Omer and you'll find the website. I mean, come on. I've got all the business cards for you anyway.
Do you know, a few years ago, I got into a little habit of having lunch in Saint-Omer on a Saturday.
Was it one of his stories? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did. In the early days, when they first opened Le Shuttle, the first shuttle out on a Saturday morning at like 5 a.m. never had anyone on it because it was too early. So they used to do really cheap deals. And because I live right next to the entrance to the tunnel, I used to buy a quick return ticket first thing on Saturday morning, pop over, do a bit of shopping in Calais, and then go and have lunch in Saint-Omer.
That's very cosmopolitan. Yeah, we'll remember you. I have plenty of picture of you.
Do you really?
What sort of picture?
Yeah. I thought you weren't going to mention that.
No, but sorry, but it was compulsory for me. But we miss you. Really, miss you.
Well, I'll be back. I'll be back.
You made an impact.
Yeah.
And we'll make some business.
Now, where do you actually live in Saint-Omer?
Well, in the centre town on the main square. So Saturday morning you have the market and...
It's a lovely market.
It's a lovely market. Yeah.
And have you just hopped over for the day today?
Sorry?
Have you just come over for this today?
Exactly. We
aujourd'hui.
Pour aujourd'hui, simplement. Oui. And we'll be back this evening. It's an easy drive. I mean, 30 minutes far from Calais and then... nothing to do, and reverse. It's also easy for you to come to us.
Thank you very much, Anne.
And thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We will be out to Saint-Omer for lunch fairly soon. Jules and I will rock up and have lunch one Saturday afternoon.
See you there.
A tout à l'heure. And now I have the Chris Pullman from Buckmore Park Karting to carry on with my liaison.
How
have you been doing today, Paul?
I say now, I'm not French, so I apologise, but I come from Kent. I come from Ramsgate.
I love that.
We don't accept that. You have to do it in French.
Come on, man. I can see France. Does that count for my week?
Nice one.
So, Chris Pullman. Chris Pullman is the Chief Operating Officer at Buckmore. And tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Obviously, we're here today, obviously, for the corporate entertainment team building, stag parties, hen parties, all sorts of anything from 4 to 84 years old.
Okay, wow. That'd be good for Paul then. And he likes a stag party.
Oh, thank you, Jules. I'm not allowed to drive there.
What kind of things have you been doing today? Have you listened to any speeches or are you stuck on your stand?
Oh, I've just been on the stand, unfortunately. Oh. But it's been very busy, I have to say. There's a lot of interest today in corporate entertainment, which is good to see.
And what kind of... Oh, we're being tapped by Bresser Photos as we speak. And he's going to get my profile. I hate that. Big nose.
Oh, don't worry about it. We're running out of time and I want to talk to everybody and I really want to talk to Chris. Because Buckmore Park is one of those places in Kent that we're really proud of in Kent because it's a fabulous facility that they have there. And they've worked really hard with Buckmore Park to make it one of the premier go-karting tracks in the country. And we really love what's going on there. And I want to touch base with Chris because I haven't been to Buckmore Park for a little while. Is Bill Sisley still involved, Chris?
Yeah, Bill's still the boss, pretty much so. He's there hands-on. We've got a new landlord in John Surtees.
Right.
And so between the two of them, hopefully you're going to see a lot more bigger things to come.
Wow, fabulous. I saw John Surtees the other day, actually, strangely enough. And I was telling one of my many, many stories. I was at the Goodwood Revival a couple of years ago. And I was lucky enough to have dinner with... Wearing a floppy hat. I was lucky enough to have dinner with Stirling Moss, and he drove me back to my hotel, and at 80-odd years of age, it scared me to death. And I said to his lovely wife, Patsy, does he always drive like that? And she went, yeah, afraid so.
It's very true. John doesn't lose it. The Ferrari that John won the World Championship in 50 years ago has come over from America.
Right.
I was at an event at Goodwood last Tuesday, and John was doing a parade.
Right.
And they actually had to put the Formula One parade car in front of John, which is the reason, otherwise he would go so fast. So they had to slow him down, believe it or not.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me in the least. So,
To catch hold of, sorry, Paul, but I've got two more in the queue suite, and I know you'll get cross if I...
Yeah, can we just have a shout out for Butmore Park's website so that people can go and book their corporate days there?
To contact Butmore Park, www.buckmore.co.uk. On the Twitter?
Yes, we are Twitter. Don't ask what it is, but on Twitter.
They're on Twitter.
Yeah, well, I follow them, but they don't follow me back, so we'll sort them out for that.
Follow Vanilla Web back, and we'll sort that out. I'm just going to strangle him with his...
Yeah. Chris, thank you for joining us on the Bunker. Lovely to hear from you, mate, and we'll be over to Butmore Park, and we'll get Jules in a cart.
horse and cart is more my scene.
Can eat a whole one, though.
I've got Paul Stephen here. All these names, Paul Stephen and Chris Pullman and Paul Anders. Paul Stephen is from Sagittarius Marketing.
Of course he is. Hello, Paul.
How are you doing today?
Hello, Paul. Very pleased to speak to you today.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you, mate. How are you?
I'm very, very, very well. Pleased to be here at the show. I've only just arrived, I might add, so don't ask me too many complicated questions.
Okay, funny enough, Paul, I was talking about you last night to the chap from Ashford Borough Council.
Yeah, so he says. It seems I get around.
Yeah, yeah, we were taking your name in vain.
So what are you here for?
Well, I come to events like this because, really, I like to meet people. This is the most important part of what I think we all do, really, and events like this just help me and all the other business owners here to connect and sort of build a relationship.
So are you just going to cruise all the stands, or are you going to see a speech, or...?
Yeah, cruising, yeah.
He's cruising the stands, I like it. You're making him sound like some kind of pickup artist.
So have you come to see a speech? Is my...
I did come here for a couple of particular reasons. Today they've announced the expansion of the... East Kent funding programme that now includes the Ashford area, so I think that's great for businesses.
Very interesting, yeah.
So as an Ashford business, that interests me and potentially interests some of our clients as well. So that was one of the reasons for coming. But yeah, really the main reason is to hook up and meet a lot of people who perhaps I know most of them already, or I've met them already, but it's still a very efficient way of meeting people at shows like this.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a real shame that I missed Thursday in Folkestone. That's not easy to say.
Yeah, it was really great. I've now become friends with your son.
Yeah, Jamie came along to it.
You are, Paul.
Yeah, I know.
A lot more diligent too. I'm moving.
He's got more hair as well.
I'm moving swiftly on because we've got one more in the queue, and I know your time. So I'm just going to read out Paul's Sagittarius Marketing.
Yep.
Website 3ws.sagittarius with 2 T's. -marketing.com.
Cool.
And we're now going to play Mountain with Gareth Powell. Do put a Mountain, Gareth. So what are you
Hi,
doing?
Gareth, how you doing, mate?
Hello, Paul, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Just
cool.
This lovely show again.
So, yeah.
So I've just done my first year in business, and last year I knew about 3 people, and this year I know about 300 people, so it's actually awesome.
Are you cruising, or are you on a stand?
I'm cruising, just like Paul was. So basically, yeah, building the relationships and keeping them, keeping tick over.
And what kind of stuff have you been working on, Gareth?
Synergy. A lot of collaboration. A lot of companies I like to, working out the right ones to collaborate, and there's so many out there that, we can have synergy with, and especially with video now.
Exactly, and you're based in Maidstone?
Yeah, based in Maidstone. Yeah, originally from London, but
there is actually a photograph of me circulating on the internet, crooning in Gareth's photo booth at the Kent Women in Business Conference.
Yeah, that was true, very true.
Yeah.
Do you know, I completely missed that. I was so busy having Prosecco, I never went into that video booth. I really regret it.
And yeah, nobody was paralytic at all, either, were they? Well, I that was good fun. Yeah, we've got a video booth as well as video marketing. We do video booths for corporate weddings and stuff like that.
So how much does it cost to hire a video booth, roughly?
From $375, so it's quite inexpensive. So for corporate, you know, if you've got an event coming up and you can get really good messages and, you know, pieces of camera in there, it's great for marketing.
It's really good fun.
Yeah, it's good fun, isn't it?
You're even when you're not drunk.
Even when you're not drunk, yeah. We've got wigs, we've got hats, we've got swords, we've got, you know, blow up saxophones, and, you know.
Yeah, it's cool.
Just like Paul Andrews' thing. So, what's
your... I love a dressing up box, me.
What's your website, Gareth?
Playmountain.co.uk.
There you are. There you are. Playmountain.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you, Gareth.
And you, Paul, lovely talking to you.
Take care, mate.
Now, Chris and I are just going to go in now and eat cake, because I know you're coming up to your deadline, aren't you?
Yeah, we're almost at the end of the show, Jules, so thank you for that. I will be over to see you in about half an hour or so, and we'll finish up the show over there.
Uncle Chris wants to say something.
I just wanted to say, Paul, something that you and I can discuss on Thursday at the barbecue is that I've got a new career now.
Have you really?
Well, I've learned... how to spot a man who's cruising, because, and that's the beauty of being her pimp, because I've got a new career.
Right, so you can source cruising men for Jules. That's what you're doing.
Yes, I can.
That's really good to hear. And have you got a firm grip on her wind guard as well?
Yes, I have. In fact, I've got my arm round her as we speak.
Good. We need that, Chris. Thank you for helping out. We really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
If Miriam's listening, he's been very diligent, Miriam. We're off to the cake now, and find Paul Barbara for barges.
All right. Julesy, thank you so much, sweetheart. We will see you in half an hour or so. Thank you for joining us live on air, and we'll be over to see you in half an hour for the end of the show. But for the moment, thank you. Jules Serkin.
Bye, Penny.
On location.
Bye, Jules. See you soon.
I left you some water. You'll find it's Tankerton lovely. Water.
I've drunk the whole bottle. It is so hot in this studio.
Goodbye.
See you soon. Bye. Cheers. So that was Jules reporting live from the Kent Business to Business show at the Ashford International Hotel. We've had a gazillion tweets, we've got loads of emails, and we're at the end of the show, really. I just want to read out a few of those. We've got the lovely Rob Parker at Go Vicinity, who says, tuned in today, heads down, working super hard. Penny Williams, we ran a creativity afternoon at the Simon Langton Girls' School yesterday. There were some really good future designers and creatives there.
Well done, Rob.
So well done, Rob, and the team at Go Vicinity. Brilliant stuff. We've got Whitstable Stove Shop, Mark Smith, who says, just back in from a customer visit. What have I missed on the Business Bunker show? Not a lot, Mark, but you can listen again on the catch-up. But we've been talking to Jules remotely at the Kent Business show. I hope things are going well with the Whitstable Stove Shop. I saw some of your Facebook photographs about your new showroom, and it's great to see you going from strength to strength. And I guess, although it's the height of summer, now's the time to buy a stove, a wood-burning stove, because they're... more chance of getting them installed before the winter. So do check out the Whitstable Stove Company if you're in the market for such things. Also had a tweet from John Austin Brooks, who said, Vanilla Web, could you mention the Blue Water Breakfast Friends next meeting, which is on Monday the 21st of July, and the speaker is Louise from CHIPS, the charity we were talking about earlier. And you can find out all about it by going to the website, which is breakfastfriends.co.uk, breakfastfriends.co.uk, Monday the 21st of July, Blue Water Breakfast Friends, and you can hear from Louise from CHIPS. We got loads and loads more. We'll come to them another day. We're not really going to get round to them. I think we've got loads of emails still to read out as well, haven't we, Pen?
Well, I just wanted to read one, if I could, which is about the much-anticipated Charity Awards launch in Kent.
Right, OK.
It's sponsored by Furley Page, Kent County Council, Reeves Accountants, Medway Council, Mid-Kent College, Southern Water, Diggerland and Kent. Kent Reliance. So it's free to enter and will be profiled in the KM Group newspapers. So 12 finalists with a gala award ceremony in March next year. Just go to kentcharityawards.com to fill in the form and see all the categories.
Fabulous. I'm really sorry if we didn't get around to reading out your tweet or email. We have been incredibly busy as normal on the show. We will read them out next week if we couldn't do it this week. But it just leaves me to say a massive thank you to the lovely Penny Williams for helping co-present the show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here, Penny.
Thank you for asking me, and we're together again tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing a lot of things together. Yeah. People will start talking soon, won't they? And I'm trying to talk Penny into coming back next week as well to co-present, but we shall see. It was great to hear Jules and the team, Chris Pollard, Jamie Andrews and Alex Waterton over at the Kent Business to Business Show. Thank you for them. And a big thank you to all the exhibitors and visitors from the various businesses in Kent that took part in the show today. It was lovely to hear from you all, and we wish you all much success. Coming up later today on Channel Radio at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cam with the fabulous Extra Milk Show. At 5 o'clock, with his stripy socks, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with the Craig Avery Show. Then the boys, Jonathan and Phil, are here with Down the Pub. And it's World Cup semi-final night tonight, so I think beer, balls, booze and bands will be quite football-focused tonight. That's purely a guess, but do stay tuned at 7 p.m. for Down the Pub with Jonathan and Phil. And then at 9 o'clock, we have 19 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming, awesomely selected music from the lovely Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potato Show. That's all on channelradio.co.uk. coming up for the rest of the day. But for the moment, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Penny Williams on the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week. Have a fabulous week, and we will see you all soon.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.